You're listening to God's Big Story, a podcast for kids. Every week, we teach the Bible, sing the Bible, and talk about what it means with a friend or two. I'm your host, Julie, and I'm here with my co-host, Matt.
That's me. Hey, Julie, check it out. What's the opposite of war?
Peace?
Good job. Now, what do you call a part of something?
Piece?
Right, like a piece of pie. And remind me again what those squishy green vegetables are called.
Oh, that's easy peasy. Peas.
Well done. Peace, peace, and peas are all words that sound the same but don't mean the same thing. They're even spelled differently. English is a funny language.
So, Matt, I know what a piece of pie is, and I definitely know how to avoid those green peas, but I don't think I really know what peace is. So it's like not fighting, right?
I think that's part of it, but I also think it might mean a whole lot more than that, too. Like, sometimes people say they feel peaceful. Does that mean they just don't feel like fighting?
Something tells me this word is a lot like some other words we've learned recently, like love and
joy.
Yeah. We've learned that sometimes we use words in ways that aren't always their truest or whole meaning. Like, I love pie and it brings me joy to eat it. But that's not the same as how I love God or the joy he brings.
Seems to me there's only one thing we can do. Ask for help from one of our friends. He's sure to give us a piece of his mind.
I think I know just who you're talking about. Our friend Nathan, the historian.
Let's all say historian together.
Historian!
Did someone say historian?
Nathan, look at you. Wow, you are so nice and tan. Looks like you've been grabbing some sun lately.
I have been in the sun, the Hawaiian sun.
What?
In fact, I'm so excited to see the two of you today, so I can share some great news with you. You see, I was in Hawaii with my new wife. I just got married.
Wow, Nathan, we are so excited for you. You got Maui'd.
Nathan, I'm so happy for you, too. Would you say that you love your new wife and that she brings you joy?
Well, yes, Julie, I would say that.
I see what you did there. Nathan, while you've been away, we've been learning all about the fruit of the Spirit from Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. You know, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Whew. Oh, I get it now. Love and joy. So then, that must mean you're learning about peace today. Am I right?
Yes! Matt and I know that peace is kind of like the opposite of war, but it seems like there might be so much more to that word than just not fighting. Can you help us learn more about the word peace, Nathan, so we can understand it like we do love and joy?
Of course, I would love to. It would be my joy.
Nice one.
Well, in all serious though, peace is actually a really beautiful word, full of hope. In fact, God's people, the Israelites, used to greet one another by saying shalom, which means peace. Why don't you try saying it?
Shalom! We know how to say it, but why did they say it?
Good question, Matt. Instead of saying, hi, or how's it going, like you and I might say, people would say, shalom. In other words, they were giving peace to one another.
Ah, so it is more than not fighting. Peace seems like a way of being, like peaceful.
Good observation, Matt. Yeah, peace is much more than not fighting or arguing. Peace is when you are complete and whole on the inside.
Whoa. That sounds awesome.
It is. And did you know the Bible uses the word peace over 300 times? God wants us to know that he himself is peace, and he gives peace to his people through the Holy Spirit.
So just like with love and joy, we need the help of the Holy Spirit to give us real, true peace.
That's right, Julie. Philippians 4:7 tells us that the peace of God, which goes beyond all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. God's peace protects the hearts and minds of those who love and trust Jesus. God is good to give his people the Holy Spirit to help us, grow us, and make us look more like Jesus. When we have peace, we can offer peace to others.
Well, I know I sure want to have peace, and I am excited to learn more about it. Nathan, thank you for your time today. And congratulations on your marriage. We are so excited for you.
Yes, so excited. Nathan, thanks for stopping by and sharing what you know.
Shalom, Matt and Julie. I hope these pieces of information help you as you learn more about the fruit of the Spirit.
Shalom. Our story today comes from the Bible. The Bible is God's true word. It is from God and about God, and it is true. Let's pray and ask God to help us listen and understand His word. God, thank you for your word. Thank you for Jesus, who is the truth, and for the Holy Spirit, who helps us to understand who you are and what you have done. Amen.
Last week, we learned how Job had joy, even though he suffered greatly. Job trusted God and knew that God loved him and cared for him, even though life was very hard.
God used Job's suffering to show others that he is good and can be trusted. Today, we're going to learn about the time just before Jesus went back to heaven. Remember, Jesus is God, which means he is good and he can be trusted, even when life is hard or confusing.
In our minds, let's travel back to the time when Jesus was on the earth. Now remember, Jesus was born as a baby, he lived a perfect life, he died on the cross for sins, and he was raised to life on the third day. And after he was raised, Jesus didn't go back up to heaven right away. He stayed on earth for 40 days. Let's say 40 days together on the count of three. One, two, 40 days.
That's right. And during that time, Jesus spent lots of time with many people, including his very good friends, the disciples. You might even remember hearing about the time that Jesus had breakfast on the beach with them. Jesus had lots of moments like that with lots of people. Jesus even let his disciples touch his hands and his side so that they would know it was really him and that he was alive.
Even so, Jesus knew he would not stay on the earth for a long time, but would soon return to heaven to be with God the Father. One day, Jesus was telling his disciples that he would soon be leaving to go be with the Father. And they were afraid and sad, and they didn't understand. Jesus had just been raised from the dead, and they wanted him to stay with them.
They didn't want Jesus to go away again. They would miss him. The disciples did not feel peace. If Jesus left, would they feel complete or whole? Would they have peace?
Jesus understood why the disciples were scared and sad. He told them that even though he was leaving, they would never be alone. Jesus was sending a helper, the Holy Spirit, to be with them always.
That's right. While Jesus was on the earth, he could be with his disciples some of the time. But the Holy Spirit would be with them all of the time, helping them to know, love, trust, and obey God. The Holy Spirit would be in them, always with them.
Let's get an even closer look at what Jesus said to his disciples from the Bible. If you're at home, open up your Bible with me. The passage we're going to read can be found in the New Testament, the book of John, chapter 14, verses 26 and 27. I'll give you a moment to find it. John 14, 26 and 27. Remember, it's okay to ask for help if you need it. If you don't have a Bible with you right now, that's okay too. You can just listen closely. Okay, is everyone ready? John 14, verse 26 and 27 says, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid."
Jesus promised his disciples that when he left, the Holy Spirit would come. The Holy Spirit is God. Jesus says he will leave the disciples with his peace. They will have shalom. Because the Holy Spirit is peace, they didn't need to be scared or afraid. The Helper was coming.
That's right. And the Holy Spirit is still working in everyone who loves and trusts Jesus. Jesus gives peace through the Holy Spirit to all who love and trust him. Through the Holy Spirit, followers of Jesus can live a life of peace, shalom, even when life is hard or sad or confusing. We need the Spirit's help to grow in us the fruit of peace. When we have peace, we can share it with others. We can be peacemakers and peace givers. You just heard God's word. Let's play a game to see what you've learned. We call it
Five Second Fly-Through Review. And our newly married friend Nathan is back to play our game with us. Tell us how to play, Nathan.
All right, we're going to ask you five questions. You'll have 5 seconds to think of the answer. When the timer runs out, let's shout out our answers together and see if you got it right.
Okay, everyone. You ready?
Here we go.
Okay, question number one. In our story today, Jesus is talking to whom?
The disciples.
Question number two. Do the disciples love and trust Jesus?
Yes.
Question number three. When Jesus goes back to heaven, who does he promise to send?
The Holy Spirit.
Question number four. Finish this sentence. The Holy Spirit is our...
Helper.
Last question. Question number five. Through the Holy Spirit, God's people can have...
Peace. How did you do? Did you learn something new about God today from the Bible? Or were you reminded of something good, true, or beautiful that you already knew? Well, we hope so, but now it's time to live like it's true. This week, when you are scared or sad or worried, pray and ask God to give you peace through the Holy Spirit.
Now, let's worship together by singing a song that will help us remember that God is in charge of everything.
With the word he made the night, spread the stars throughout the sky, with his hands around outer space, he put each planet into place. No matter how big or small, he's in charge of it all. The summer sun to show, the winter's clouds to snow, the morning. In charge of everything. When he speaks, the earth obeys. With just one word, he made the day. He tells each cloud which way to move, commands the waves of the ocean blue. No matter how big or small, he's in charge of it all. The summer sun to show, the winter's cloud to snow, the morning bird to sing. God's in charge of everything. Springtime flowers grow, the autumn colors show, the bumblebee to sting. God's in charge of everything. God's in charge of everything. God's in charge of everything.
Listening to God's Big Story. Today's story was just one of the stories in the Bible, which is really just one big story about one big God.
If you'd like to read more about today's story, you can turn to the book of John chapter 14 anytime and read it together as a family, maybe over dinner. For more information or details about the show, be sure to check out this episode's description or visit tvcresources.net.
Tune in next time to God's Big Story. We'll see you again soon.
Shalom!
Shalom!